All right.
So basically, everything in life is guaranteed. You have guaranteed success. You have guaranteed wealth. You have guaranteed happiness. Mm-hmm. The reason why you prevent yourself from getting to that is simply because you're setting up your own limits and your own obstacles without even knowing you're setting up your own limitations and obstacles. How are you doing that? Because everything we're at the present is literally the past. Why is it the past? It's because everything's already written in stone.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of your future, or what people consider their highest level in life, to get to that, it's already been a straight and narrow, easy, simple, happy road to get there.
Okay.
But during that straight and narrow road,
uh-huh,
they take exit, detours, they put up signs.
I agree with that.
They listen to what the news and the media and the radio is telling them.
Definitely.
And which is actually confusing them. And
misguiding
and
them.
And misguiding, exactly. Kind of like you have a GPS,
mm-hmm,
and you type in a destination, right? And then instead of following the GPS,
mm-hmm,
you just you try to follow your own course, or you follow what other people are telling you inside of your ear, or school teaches you. It basically like going off other people's perspectives on everything.
All right, I understand that.
Right.
All right, so I see it like this. Not see it, but more so like this is my stance on it.
Hold on. Was that a follower that just gave you a message? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was. All right. So pretty much it's like this. All right, when I look at it from that view,
right,
I see it more as like you're free to determine whatever path you want to take in life to guarantee yourself. Not saying that it isn't mapped out, but it's more so that you, to an extent, control what path you want to take. Because it's not like, how'd I say? Pretty much, if I say I want to be a football player, right? People dedicate their time and all that shit to becoming a football player. Now, for those who feel that it's mapped out for them to be a football player, but they say they never put in any work for it, will you say that they're guaranteed the same success?
Yes, because...
All right, why?
So in other words, they have to... It's not even other words. In another way to guarantee that success,
mm-hmm,
since they want that to be the success alone,
mm-hmm,
it's a belief system. All right.
Yeah.
They just have to believe in what they're doing is positive. It makes them happy. Is it going to be a greater them?
Mm-hmm.
As long as they have that belief system,
yes,
and they live and they walk it every single day, guaranteed success.
All right. Now I want to ask you a question on the positivity part.
Yeah.
All right. So when you say positivity, do you mean more so like in general, or do you mean it more so like personal? Because not everybody has the same view of positivity. For instance, mm-hmm, bringing out like those who nearly took over the world, such as like Hitler or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People look at it that he had a rather demoralized view of life. Like he's targeting individuals he didn't like, other ethnicities. He believed in the Aryan Brotherhood being like the Aryan race being the ultimate brand, like being the ultimate group of people. Obviously, that was proven wrong. However, was his belief positive in general, or was it positive personal?
Exactly. Your second statement,
mm-hmm,
the statement that makes sense the most.
Now I'm asking, which one is it?
Personal.
Okay.
See, it's always personal. You never listen to the world. It's because the world is always going to have a certain...
critique.
Basically, a certain perspective on whatever you believe in. But you, mm-hmm, can't let that determine your or overall make you reroute your goal just because somebody told you your belief in that is wrong or negative, so you automatically start believing that what you're doing is negative and ultimately knock yourself out that goal. So for example, going back to Hitler, right?
Mm-hmm.
He believed what he was doing was right.
True.
He believed it, he thought of it, he believed it. And he went forth and it conceived to where he became, he had a mass following. Since he believed that ultimately not knowing, not caring what other people were telling him,
mm-hmm,
he believed that was right, even though everybody was saying it was wrong. It's ultimately, you're the one that determines what is right and what is wrong.
And I agree with that.
So as long as you have a personal positive feeling about what you're doing, mm-hmm. and you don't let nobody interrupt or give their input in that feeling and make you believe in something else.
Pretty much to throw you off your own belief system. If it throws you off your own belief system, don't take it in.
Yeah, or throws you off that feeling of that belief system. Even though you still believe in that goal, but you automatically believe that goal is negative in some sense.
Okay.
But no, ultimately, you're literally the only one that determines it all the way to the finish line. It's because you're going to have always what they call haters or people try to throw you off, or people that think something you're doing, or the system made that what you're doing is wrong,
mm-hmm.
but as long as you believe it's right all the way to the end, you're going to be just as big as Hitler, even though I still think what Hitler did was wrong as well. But like, I'm focused more on the fact of the belief and the positive outlook on it, not overall what he did. It's how he did what he did, even though...
I want to say it's how it is, it's more so how he felt.
Yeah.
And how he viewed it.
Yeah, but... To get to where he got to, he definitely felt positive. He had to he felt positive throughout the whole thing. And I'm glad you brought him up as well, because he definitely had millions and billions of people that thought what he was doing was wrong, telling him through his ears. But he continued believing it. He continued thinking it. Mm-hmm. He continued imagining what he was doing was right for certain reasons. He believed that people with blue eyes and he believed that who was anybody telling him that people with blue eyes and blonde hair wasn't the only people that was allowed to live. Since he didn't let nobody throw him off his path, he kept going forward with what mm-hmm. he believed in. He stayed positive in a sense. He, his feeling-wise, he had positive feelings of his goal and what he was doing. And he stayed on that. It's the moment you get off that feeling and you start feeling, you wake up in the morning and be like, is what I'm doing actually wrong? This, that, and the third. That's when the worry and the stress comes in, and that's when the negativity comes in, and that's when your high self pathway gets off track.
Okay, I feel I understand that. Yeah. Alright. So pretty much what you're saying in a sense, not the overall sense, but in a sense, is that so long as you view it as your truth and you believe it to be your truth, mm-hmm. that's all that truly matters. No matter how disturbing it may seem to others, or how off the wall, far-fetched, whatever. Like, no matter how many people may disagree with you, so long as you believe it to be your truth, it is the truth for you.
Yeah, and as much as the just not the truth alone, it has a little bit like, okay, the truth will be the subject, and the bullet points will be feeling that your truth is positive and makes you feel good. And so your truth should bring you happiness as well as being positive, and knowing that it brings other people positivity as well. And as long as it brings other people positivity, and if that makes you happy as well,
mm-hmm.
that's good as well. And it always matters that you bring a certain amount of people positive and happiness. And some people might not agree with that, or a lot of people might not agree with that. But like, overall, you're gonna have one, two, or three people that either one, two, or three, or a million people that you bring positive happiness to. And some people might feel like one, two, or three people is enough to bring happiness to stay on that pathway and mm-hmm. that feeling. But some people might feel like a million people is enough to stay with that feeling and stay on that pathway. So overall, it's how you perceive it.
All right, so now I'm glad you say that, because I have two different perceptions in that sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the case of Hitler, the subject that we started off with from there. Okay. You mentioned is so long as you bring in positivity and happiness to other people, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Being that his views and his actions and beliefs caused the misery and torment and pain of countless other hundreds of thousands or millions of people, do you still consider that to be right or justified? Versus, say, somebody like Jeff Bezos, who's like literally created an empire which made countless of millions, even billions of people happy. Like, would you say that he's still justified, even though he caused all that pain and suffering?
That goes back to what I was saying. He believed that a certain amount of people he brought happiness to, no matter, that goes back to the haters. There's always going to be haters regardless.
Yeah, but in this case, I wouldn't say it was haters. It was more like he had victims.
Hold on. First and foremost, let me add again the input that I don't agree with nothing that that Hitler did.
I know, I'm just...
Or believe in anything he did, but like it was more of the belief system of him getting to where he got to and how he got there.
Okay, so it's more so just the way how he perceived it.
Exactly. So even though 100,000 people...
perceived and went about.
Yeah, was unhappy of it, whatever type of thing he was doing that made them unhappy, whether it was killing them or robbing them of their children, all that negativity.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, to him, those were the haters, and the 100,000 the blue eyed people and the blonde hair, those were the supporters, and those were people that he only looked at, that he needed happiness from, to make him happy. He didn't look at it. So if you have blue eyed blonde hair and you weren't happy, it didn't matter to him. It didn't make him unhappy. But I'm pretty sure if a blue-eyed and a blonde-haired person came up to him, or a certain amount of them came up, or like all of them were just like, oh, what you doing is wrong or not? But like majority of them were too scared to even tell him something like that.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But if they came up to him and said something like that, a majority of people, that probably ultimately have them relooked at a little bit. But nobody did. It's because either they were scared or he made, it's a lot of different reasons on why they didn't do that. But regardless, the haters, 100,000 haters and people he was killing, he didn't believe that matters since they didn't have blue eyes and blonde hair.
True.
So he still was on his pathway, he still was being positive, and he still thought he was bringing a certain amount of people happiness with his blue eyes and blonde hair. And ultimately, he became the biggest villain in the world.
Well, I wouldn't say the biggest, but at that time, definitely.
Yeah, Hitler was huge.
Yeah, well, he in the wrongest of
life. Like, yeah, in the wrong sense, but like, don't
well,
look at it.
Well, as we perceive it.
Yeah, don't look at it on what he did to get, no, don't look at it at his highest level, on what he was doing at his highest level. Just look at the highest level, him getting to the highest level.
I see it more in the differences. I see it, instead of looking at it as like a physical matter, looking more as like the intangible, the metaphysical. Like his views and beliefs, you can't touch those. You can only feel those. And if you don't understand it, then you would never understand his reason for doing it. So in that sense, I understand it.
Yeah, no. It's more like getting to where he got to. It's the only thing you should be good at.
No, it's not the how, it's the what.
What do you mean by that?
Like how is when you're exiting the domain that man controls. What you did is more so like the steps that were taken.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that you had to take, but what was taken. So his rise, instead of focusing on the how, it's more so focused on like what he did, which is the beliefs, the views, and all that. That's what.
Yeah, and how he did it.
How we don't care.
No. But how he did it was believing in himself.
No, that's what he did. That's not a how.
Okay, what he did.
I literally just said he believed he in all the actions and all that. He believed that every action he was taking was right. In his eyes, that's what I'm saying. That's a what. That's not a how. Because how is no longer in the realm of man. We don't know what guided him to believe that, but he did believe it. We don't know why some of us probably do know why. I don't really care. But pretty much the central focus is that his beliefs.
Is that he was at his highest level, and I would say okay, what he did to get there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
All right, got that. Okay, so taking away from Hitler,
and
of all people.
Hitler,
I know. I was bringing that up because I want to see exactly how does his a person such as him.
And the perfect example is because nobody really agrees with him.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to see if you were able to justify that.
That's a great question.
Thank you. All right, so pretty much, in terms of like, say, a normal person, if you're going around a normal person telling them that they can obtain anything that they want so long as they believe in themselves, and feel that they truly do, like, have the right to obtain all that they believe they want. How would you go about that? Like, what would you do?
Okay, first and foremost, for some reason, since the schools and the system automatically program you to think that to listen to somebody, they have to have a certain type of wealth or an example to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, it can be a homeless person saying that, but since everybody's programmed to think that the homeless person is not as right as the rich person, at this day and age, how I would do that was by first by example. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was,
and what do you do to lead by example?
I would show them whatever they want, which is happiness. And majority, not in my opinion, 99% of people think that them being successful, meaning rich, having all the cars, having no more bills, this, that, and the third.
You always have bills. It's just which ones are paid, which ones aren't.
But when you get a certain degree of money, a bill is not a bill anymore. Is this like a?
It's a payment.
Yeah, it, whatever you want to call it, it's just another form of payment. Yeah, but once you get to that, they think once you get to that level, like a billionaire level or a millionaire level,
mm-hmm.
to where you're living every day, the world is a playground, like we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
The world is a playground. They think that's gonna bring them happiness.
Sure.
But by the time they get there, they're gonna realize that, well, that's not going to bring, unless they got there by the belief system.
All right, now I have another question. Why do you feel that is the case? Like, why do you feel that they have that belief?
What do you mean?
Like, why do you feel that the masses have that belief? That
because of everything was programmed through education, through the schools. That's why majority successful people, rich people, didn't even go to college.
Okay, I have a different view in that sense.
And like or vice versa, that a lot of people didn't go to college. And the reason I'm saying that is because they don't want you to believe in yourself. When they want to switch your dream and your whatever you've been imagining and dreaming for the rest of your life, switch it to, for example, if you've been imagining and dreaming to be a rock star or astronaut,
mm-hmm.
like big mind blowing goals, or just
some status or level in life.
Just imagine something that majority of people cannot get to. But that's what the programmers would want you to believe, that you're not good enough to make it. You're not this, that, and third. You're too big. You're too small. You're too dark. You're too light, right? But overall, that's them getting lost in the media, watching too much TV. All you got to do is just sit back. Even wake up in the morning. You don't have to hop. You don't for Instagram, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They think a certain amount of likes determine how loved they are by the public or how they look.
Well, that's,
for example.
Sadly, but that's the case.
Exactly. That's the media again. People wake up in the morning, hop on their Instagram or hop on their phone in general. That's the first thing they do. But like, if they just lay there and imagine and daydream, that's like the best type of way to start your day. In any other form than turning on the news, definitely don't watch the news. The first thing.
Well, even I don't watch the news.
Overall, a lot of media is just there. Stop believing in yourself and to lead you. Those are the detours. One of the detours is the media. Another detour is whatever is may make you not believe in your dream anymore, mm-hmm. is ultimately obstacle and detour that they created that made you create it for yourself. Is because you can watch it all day, but like if it didn't affect you in no way and you don't make that obstacle, that's great. But majority of people do. It's because that's mass following for some reason. And that stops them from being a rock star, from being an astronaut, even though they can literally can attain that just like any other rock star and astronaut attains. Because anything that anybody has done,
mm-hmm.
they can do it, or even better. Better
sure.
meaning it can be a whole different type of goal or creation. Because at the end of the day, you're the creator of your life.
All right. I'm glad you said that because I have, like, my own view on the matter.
Yeah.
It's not too different, but it does have its differences. Okay, for, like, say, school and all that. For me, I believe that school is more so designed for you to, like, not even pay attention to yourself. It's meant to cause distractions. Like, the first set of distractions you learn come from school. You build up a habit. Most likely your habit consists of stress, irritation, or, like, being in a setting that you oftentimes don't really care to be in. And if you do, it's either because you enjoy the people, but oftentimes I don't really often hear people say that they go to school to really learn the lesson. It's more so I hear people say they go around because, like, they have friends there. Because truthfully, you don't really learn anything in school that's, like, of benefit. Like, okay, yeah, you need to learn basic math. Okay, you need to learn, like, okay, whatever. You really don't need to know all that shit because truthfully, well, let me phrase it. You don't need to know it to the degree that they're pushing for you to know it. Because you don't truly need, like, trigonometry or, like, calculus unless you're going to be, like, employed for Tesla or SpaceX. Like, you're doing rocket science or, like, some advanced algebraic, algorithmic fucking formula. Like, unless you're doing stuff like that, it really doesn't matter. But it's like, in terms of like other forms of life, in terms of like your belief, I feel like school also causes you to like lose track of what it is that you truly want to do. Some people say they find themselves in school. Other people say they don't. Personally, to me, I really don't feel that you find yourself in school.
How are you?
For me, I really don't feel that you find yourself in school. Mm-hmm. I feel you find yourself when you learn to be by yourself.
Right.
Because the more people that you have around us, more energies. And energy is something that you can't see, but yet can feel, clouds you. Mm-hmm. It's also like opinions. Like earlier when we mentioned had he listened to other individuals, mm-hmm. commentary on his like views and his actions and his beliefs, mm-hmm. he probably would have gone there. Not saying that's a bad thing, but if we allow for everybody to do that, then no one will truly reach their true potential. Mm-hmm. And we wouldn't have like these major successful people mm-hmm. present like we do today.
Mm-hmm. And like adding on to that, mm-hmm. a lot of people think they have to be the smartest person to reach their goal. You don't have to be intelligent at all. All you have to do literally is believe in yourself. And you hear that all the time, but
very true.
I wish whoever you look up to or idolize can come up to you and say themselves, but I'm pretty sure if you went back face to face, they would say the same thing I'm saying. It's because this is your truth. This is the truth. This is a way to get to where you're going without nobody telling you that what you're doing is wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West, I know a lot of people look at him as they idolize him. Jay-Z, same thing. When it comes to believing in himself and not nobody to tell them to where they're going, and also not getting all the way out to they weren't well educated. They were
very true.
They were from projects and in the gutter. Just people in the gutter that literally can be just as good as the smartest man in the world, as long as they were to believe in themselves and to believe that they were smart mm-hmm. enough to for anything. And as long as you believe in yourself, it's everything's gonna flow like water. So you believe yourself, you walk it, you talk it, and then ultimately you're at the top without even knowing that you made the top so fast. Unless, just like you said, you want to be something that requires you to learn a certain thing.
Sure.
And then that doesn't even mean to go study it unless you walk in that pathway. I'm pretty sure the books are gonna land in your face telling you to study this, and then you're automatically is gonna think that you learning that pertains to your goal. So you always gotta make sure that whatever is coming into your face while you're walking that pathway and belief and your goal, your dream,
mm-hmm.
while you're walking that pathway, everything that lands in front of you, and you stay on that pathway, things are gonna land in front of you one way or another. You just know that pertains to your goal. Mm-hmm. You go ahead and move forward with that. You let nobody still. Don't let nobody go off track. Keep going, and then you're gonna be at the top in no time. And whoever the greats over Winfrey, Kanye West, Albert Einstein, all of them use the same truth.
And what's that?
To conceive, believe. Whatever you perceive, conceive and believe. It's basically, what is that? It's a belief system of believing in something.
Mm-hmm.
Believing that that something gives you a certain feeling of happiness or good.
Mm-hmm.
Staying with that feeling, no matter what anybody tells you.
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward with that and taking action. And only in the things that you know reaches your ultimate dream, goal, potential.
Okay, so what you were saying earlier is pretty much what you believe and conceive you can achieve.
Exactly, yeah. There we go.
All right, got it.
That's a quote from Napoleon Hill, one of the billionaires, or a rich man in the world.
Well, he's the one who wrote the book Think and Grow Rich, a very powerful book, actually.
I'm sorry, that was Neville Goddard.
No, that was Napoleon Hill.
Okay, Neville Goddard believed in the same system, and he was a billionaire as well. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates. All the grace. I can ask anybody this question, and if they were to tell me, it'll be the same answer regardless.
And what's the question?
The question is, every successful, super successful person walked the same truth and pathway that I'm explaining about. So it doesn't matter who you name. If you name Albert Einstein, Walt Disney, Kanye West, Jay-Z, what majority of people idolize? Oprah Winfrey.
Well, it depends on what demographic you're talking to. Plus, I'm still waiting for the question.
I mean, like, everybody thinks Albert Einstein was the smartest man in the world. He just believed in something and succeeded, and then it ultimately led to that.
I wouldn't say that I believe that he was one of the smartest in the world. It's more so he was, like, ahead of his time
majority,
because
majority, exactly.
I don't see it as, like, smart. I see it as more so, like, he was, he was actually believed to be very stupid. If you actually look up the history of him, he was expelled from school.
Now, back to what I was saying, you don't have to be the smartest person in the world to get to where you want to be, no matter what that is, no matter what that is. And whoever you bring up that you look up to or you think you want to be like, they use the same exact truth, Jim Carrey, to get to that level as well.
Okay, so what if you don't look up to anyone? Because not everyone has an idol.
Okay, whatever. No, I'm saying if you wanted to ask that, if you want to say, well, I don't think Rihanna did it that way, or I don't think Beyonce did it that way, whatever everybody listens to and looks at and idolizes or wants to be like. They can, whatever you want to be, you can be. I'm just saying, I'm using that example in terms of if they was to act, well, this person didn't do it that way. It might not seem like it because the media and mass don't want you to think they did it that way. So you don't use that method and get to where they got to.
Understandable.
So you don't have to, that's an example. You can do something and not idolize nobody, but to get to what you're doing, just use that system. Or use that truth. I don't like how it's system. Use that truth.
So pretty much you're saying what, regardless of whatever you want to be, so long as you use this formula, you're guaranteed to succeed and whatever.
It's true, period. Because but I understand what you're saying. Formula, belief system, yeah.
Like, it's all the same thing.
Is this, yeah.
For me, I say formula because it makes more sense. Mm-hmm. All right, so regardless of whatever it is that you want to be, so long as you follow that set step process, you're guaranteed to obtain or succeed in whatever it is that you want to be in.
110%, and you can ask those successful people, like I use that as an example, mm-hmm. If you were to ask them face-to-face, and mind you, a lot of people don't want you to notice mm-hmm. for whatever reasons, right? But if you was to ask one of those successful people, and they were to give you a truthful answer,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly how they did.
All right. So, if you had to name the number one thing that's holding people back, would you say it's the belief, the lack of knowledge, or the lack of interest in obtaining the knowledge?
The belief. They don't believe in that because of what the mass media.
Yeah, but it's also countless others who may not know.
What do you mean?
Is it the belief?
Yeah, different reasons why.
No, I'm saying which one would you say is the most prevalent reason?
The media.
No, not the cause. But which of the three? Belief, yeah. Lack of self-belief, or
sack
of... No, that's misguided information. I'm talking about, say as a person. Mm-hmm. When you say that their core reasons for not succeeding wherever it is they want to be in. Because mm-hmm. I know people who succeed and they still look at the news and pay attention to the media.
Yeah, but it doesn't affect their beliefs. People can do that as well.
That's what I'm saying. Is it lack of belief in themselves? Lack of interest in obtaining the knowledge? Like, the system or the whatever, or is it the lack of knowledge, period?
No, it has nothing to do with knowledge. Remember, it has nothing to do with, it's just lack of belief in themselves. It's always the belief in yourself.
All right.
It's never, you don't have to be smart. You don't have to go read books to find this out. It's just believing in yourself. It's as simple as that. All
right.
And staying within that belief system, which brings you positive and happiness and brings other people positivity and happiness, or a certain amount of people.
So staying on track.
Staying true to yourself. If you consider that staying on track, which it is, yeah, you're right. Instead of staying on track, which within your goal, and you know that goal ultimately is gonna bring you happiness anyway. So somebody's gonna tell you, oh no, you can't get there because you're from here, or you can't get there is because you're doing this, or you can't get there unless you get accepted in this college. And then what does that do ultimately?
Shifts your beliefs.
Exactly. So it's always about the belief in yourself. That's all it ever is.
Fair enough.
Ooh, this was a great, but I know we're not done, but overall, this is a great, like, intro for our podcast. And by the way, this is Mike, and this is
D'Angelo. Pretty much, I'm one picking his mind. I want to see exactly what his like views on success are. This is called Guaranteed Success, the podcast
by Mike and D'Angelo.
So
this is our first podcast, so we're going in raw footage. So even though it might sound a little, you know, well, it's going to sound all raw, but it might sound a little unprofessional. We're not editing anything. We're just going from our belief.
Pretty much our perceived truth. Because truthfully, there's no such thing as one universal truth that we can abide by. Except for this one constant phrase that I've been hearing for years, which is perception is reality. Perception is personalized. What you perceive to be your truth becomes the truth for you. Now, is it the actual truth? We don't know. But it is your truth, and that's truly what matters. If you believe that the sky is red, everybody else saying it's blue,
yeah,
are you going to care what everybody else saying? No. Because right. You see it as red.
Right.
So that's what we mainly want to focus on. You seeing your truth as just that, your truth, and you believing in your truth, you sticking to your truth, and manifesting your truth. And with that, we conclude the first episode. It was great talking to you all. Having y'all hear how we pick each other's brains and everything. And stick around for episode 2.